Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number on a thrashing Thursday night here on the grid. A lot going on. We will come out of the gate by letting you know, solo mission, not really solo mission, because I have the outstanding Andrew Torres with me, but just Carver tonight, sans Lisi, as Joe out on assignment, not in tonight. As you get me, Andrew will be hanging with me, maybe some other surprises as we move on throughout the night. But we have a good one at the Garden. Game 5, Eastern Conference Finals, Stanley Cup playoffs, Rangers and Lightning tied at 1. A very, very, very tightly contested game here. Not a lot of movement for either team. Both goals in the second period, not the greatest. Ryan Lindgren kind of threw a puck at the net from the half wall that found its way past Vasilevsky. Sergachev threw a shot from the point that found its way through a couple bodies and past Shesterkin. And now we sit a 1-1 game heading into period number 3 at the Garden, where right now the Lightning minus 128, Rangers plus 100. In-game total of 4.5. Not going to lie, kind of like that over 4.5 right now with a 1-1 game. I got a feeling maybe both teams score and we get a little overtime 2-2. Very possible tonight. So I don't know if Andrew Torres is going to be able to do it. But Andrew, as we know, well documented here on Carver and Lisi, enormous Ranger fan who, you know, I gave him the news like 5 minutes ago. Yeah, no Joe tonight. And Andrew's like, oh, man, you know, I'm sitting here watching the Ranger Pitt Lightning game. What are you doing to me, Mike? Andrew, you're going to make it through the third period here during the first hour of Carver and Lisi.
Well, I can talk now. It's still the second intermission. So, you
right,
know,
well,
we're
let's
fine
talk
right
as,
now.
As they're about to start the third period here, Andrew.
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts. On the first two, I kind of feel not much out there for either team. And you know what? It might take a goal like we saw already.
Yeah.
The two goals at each team. That might be the type of goal that wins this game tonight.
I think it will be. Honestly, Mike, I think the thing about this game so far, the first period, I would say not a lot of action. The shots on goal were 8-3. Which
yeah.
is
very,
honestly,
very sleepy. Very sleepy.
Very sleepy. Kind of almost using the word boring is how I would describe the first period. Obviously, things picked up in the second. Tampa Bay had a much better second period than they did the first. Two goals being scored. But I honestly, I don't see anything that's going to cause this thing to change because the
right.
tempo and the pace of the game really didn't change from the first to second. It's just Tampa Bay had more shots on goal.
And we've seen both teams get some cracks on the power play in the second
yeah.
period as well.
Yeah.
And some good play by the penalty kill. So
yeah,
it's been pretty good so far on both ends. Not a lot of room out there. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi, here with you, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us as they have dropped the puck here. Period number 3. This is where a lot of our focus will be here over the first hour of the show. as we try to see who can take a leg up here in the Eastern Conference Final. But we do have some other things going on that we have to keep an eye on as well, including some wild baseball games tonight. A's and the Guardians were tied at 4 in the 8th. Cleveland just put 2 up on the board in the bottom of the 8th. They've taken a 6-4 lead there. The Orioles and the Royals are tied at 4. That's in the 5th inning. The Red Sox and the Angels are underway in the 2nd inning. Ohtani's pitching for the Angels tonight as they are trying to not lose their 15th game in a row. Think about that. Angels have lost 14 games in a row, and they were favored tonight at home. Ohtani on the hill. They've played a couple 1-0 games with the Red Sox two of the last 3 nights. This is the final game of a 4-game series. Red Sox obviously have won the first 3. And the other wild game is in Minnesota, where the Yankees and the Twins are tied at 7. Gerrit Cole gave up 7 runs in the first 2 innings. I don't think he finished the 2nd inning, including 4 home runs, 2 of them by Buxton, each one longer than the next. So he put the Yankees in a major hole. The Yankees have fought back to get it to 7-7. Unlikely sources have tied the game for the Yankees. They have 2 home runs from Joey Gallo and 1 from Aaron Hicks. So that game is a 7-all, top 7. Judge leading off right now for the Yankees in that spot, who are minus 182. Twins plus +142. In-game total of 17.5 with 14 on the board in the 7th. The ball has been flying out of Target Field tonight. That is for sure. But we are underway a couple minutes in. Here down to 3.5. Ooh. Down to 3.5. The live total here. Rangers Lightning. Also, we had a big hit at the RBC today. How about a little Wyndham the Butler Clark first round leader at a 110-1. Judge doubles off the wall. Yankees have a runner on at 2nd in Minnesota. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're just getting going. Sans Lisi tonight. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi, sans Lisi tonight. Solo mission for me, along with the immortal Andrew Torres, who is extremely occupied by this Ranger Lightning game. And look, these are fun games unless your team's in them. That's the best way I could describe these. When you play in these high-intensity Stanley Cup playoff games, especially when you get down to only 3 teams left, these are tough games to watch when your team's in. So, Andrew, I was in this spot a year ago. East Finals, Islanders and against this same Lightning team, and we played a lot of games just like this. 1-1, third period, tie game. Not a lot of room out there. So I do have some, you know, I do know what you're going through right now, Andrew. I can say that.
I appreciate it. I really do. The only thing I'll ask for is, like, if I'm talking mid-sentence,
mm-hmm.
or if you're asking questions and stuff, and then all of a sudden I don't respond or I'm not talking back.
Well, let's figure this out right now, because we have to get this ironed out. What time do you have on your game right now? Who's ahead between me and you?
I have 15 minutes right now.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm 5 seconds ahead of you. I just
Well, the only thing I would ask then, say anything.
I got to delay 5 seconds before I can say anything.
Yes. If you see something, I'm going to hear Mike being like, "Oh."
Yeah, I'll play.
And I'm going to be like, "Oh my gosh."
Well, you see, I know what it's like, Andrew, because last year during these games, like I said, and I was doing, this is when Pharrell was still doing the radio show at night, you know, before Carver and Lisi, he was like a minute and a half ahead of me on everything. So it was it was almost impossible for me
to 5 seconds.
Watch these games.
5 seconds sounds a lot better.
5 seconds is good. But even if it was like 5 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever it was, he was always ahead of me just on everything.
How does that happen, though?
And I got and let's just say, obviously, Scott, he wasn't going to wait it out for me to find out what happened. So
of course not.
I was finding out everything before I was looking at it, which is very tough because you're watching the game. You're invested. And yes, we're doing the show. Yes, the game's going on, but it is extremely difficult to navigate.
That's funny. Like, I can imagine how that sounds because it's like Pharrell's talking and he's like, "Oh, this happens," and you're like, and you're
sitting there biting my nails off, and he's just like, "Oh, and the Lightning score," you know.
Your response is like, "Yeah, great,
great, great,"
and you're dreading it.
I literally have been in the same exact position that you're in now, and I know how you feel. Ugh. So I'm going to try to do my best.
How are you watching the game? Like, what are you watching it on?
What, me? Right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching it in the, you know, in the studio, in the office where I do the show with, I have it on the ESPN app.
Okay. I have it on.
So
I have it. On,
I'm not even on like the normal.
I have it on. I have it on Hulu.
Ooh, okay.
Maybe if I go to ESPN, it'll actually have it on.
I have found, Andrew, that the ESPN app is, in fact, the ESPN app is ahead of my regular TV in the living room. So that's usually yes. Like I'll be in here, like I'll be watching something in the living room when I come in here to get fired up for the show every night.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say I'll leave the game on. I'll come in here and turn it on in here, and I'll have the same. I'll be 5 to 10 seconds ahead in here on the ESPN app.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So,
it is weird how it's done. And then my second screen in here also, everything in here is streaming. I have no cable boxes. Or
I got
anything
it.
Like that
I'm on. I'm on the website now. And now I think I'm caught up with you.
What do you have it at right now? This is
12:47, 46. Oh,
we're exactly at the same exact time.
Okay,
now we're
good.
So keep it right there.
Yes.
We have the same, we are on the same path as the Rangers are now, as they're passing it back. They're skating around in their own defensive zone. So there we go. A little steal from Tampa. Andrew, we're on the same page now.
Yes, I think we're good.
Let's go. All right.
It's like
1-1, 12:25 to go.
Ugh.
Here in, what do they call there? What do we got? Maybe a little icing.
I think the puck went out of play.
Can't be icing because then they wouldn't be going to commercial. So 1-1, just over 12 minutes to go in the third period. Rangers now plus 104, Lightning minus 132.
Mm.
In game total, 3.5, plus 146 to the over. Now,
jeez.
Look, here's the situation. 3.5 at this point, clearly you're only getting this one of two ways. One is, both teams clearly score in the last 12 minutes, and you have a 2-2 game. You know, or the other, one team scores and gets the empty netter to give you a 3-1 game. That's the path to victory right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it. I really don't. Here's the problem, Andrew. Is there gonna be a goal before? Or is it gonna go to overtime 1-1? Because I think that's an extreme possibility at this point.
It's leaning that way. Like,
both goals were junk.
Yeah, both goals were trash. Straight up trash. And I think they were talking, like, the goal for the Rangers, Lindgren, right over the top of Vasilevskiy's shoulder. Looked like he didn't see it anyway. And then the same thing for Shesterkin, the goal that he let up. He clearly didn't see it. So both of them are flukes. So if those are the kind of goals that are scored during regulation, you have to try to anticipate that's the kind of goal that's going to be scored either here in the third period sometime or in overtime. So, you know, I don't know. But I don't know.
Yeah, this is pins and needles time as we get to 12 minutes to go. The Yankees, meanwhile, in Minnesota, they have now taken a 9-7 lead.
Yes, Aaron Hicks discovered that he can hit the ball the opposite direction.
How about this? So the guys that have gotten the Yankees going here tonight, two home runs from Joey Gallo.
Yep.
Who's, as we know, had an awful year. And Aaron Hicks, who hit his second homer of the year tonight, a deep shot to get the game tied at 7.
Mm-hmm.
now gets a single to make it 9-7. This was after Judge led off the inning with a double that he missed a homer by centimeters. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, it hit the top of very, very tippy top of the wall and stayed in. Rizzo drove him in with a single. Now Hicks drives in another run. So 9-7, Yankees lead the Twins. Twins plus 700 and the in-game total of 19 now. It was 17.5 before and I laughed. It's probably going to go over the 17.5. The Royals have taken a lead on the Orioles now, 6-4 in the sixth. Still no score between the Red Sox and the Angels. Like,
who's pitching for the Red Sox?
Pavetta for the Red Sox tonight and Ohtani for the Angels. But I'm just stunned, Andrew, in the fact that, like me and Joe have talked about the last few nights, 1-0 on Monday night, 1-0 last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I expected some runs in this series. And that has been the further that they played a 6-5 game on Tuesday. But we have gotten really nothing in terms of offense, and now we're at it again. Total in games already at 5.5 in the third inning. There's got to be some runs between these two teams at some point.
Well, you would
expect to be.
I would expect the Red Sox at least playing a little bit better as of late, going up against Ohtani. Ohtani, you know, he's the all-star and perennial MVP, all of that stuff as the pitcher, hitter, DH guy. As of late, his pitching hasn't been as effective. I think that's something maybe the books know that we don't, or it's possible the streaking Red Sox could probably jump on them. Maybe that's what they're anticipating. I'm not sure, but we'll see.
No question about it. Carver and Lisi here Thursday night. Carver sans Lisi. Hanging with Andrew Torres, trying to get him through this third period between the Lightning and the Rangers. 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it. They got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back, Carver and Lisi with you. Sans Lisi tonight, out on assignment. So you get Carver, and you get the great Andrew Torres is hanging with me. As we now have just over 8 minutes left in the third period at the Garden, tied at one. Still Lightning minus 128, Rangers plus 100. That over 3.5 has now ticked up to plus 230. Of course, that total will be gone soon. Usually they take it down after. When there's like 5 minutes left in the game or somewhere around there. So last chance if you think somebody's going to score and get an empty netter, or both teams are going to score, that's for sure. Yankees have the bases loaded in the top of the seventh, up 9-7, two out. Stanton just walked. He pinch hit. I don't know who he pinch hit for, Andrew. Who did he pinch hit for? Who was it in eighth tonight? I don't know.
Trevino.
It must have been Trevino. Yeah. Because then Higashioka.
Kyle Higashioka.
Mm-hmm. He's going to have to catch anyway. So there you go. Yep. And Joey Gallo, who has two homers tonight for the Yankees, is now up with the bases loaded. And he's got a chance to really put a big dent on this one. That's for sure.
That'd be nice.
They're back underway at the Garden here. 852 is the 850, excuse me, is the exact number. Here as we are underway. So we keep our eye on that. And the Yankees now are minus 1250 live. 19 with 16 on the board. Bases loaded. Gallo can get over this number with a homer here. One jump on the over. 19 minus 104. I know, Andrew. It's like we're both locked in now on this game. 8-4, Guardians lead the Athletics as they are piling on. They piled on a couple in the eighth to take a four-run lead. Man, the A's suck. I mean, they are really bad. Uh-oh. What was that?
No. I thought Kreider was going to have a break.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. See, now I'm really nervous when you do something like that because I'm on the same clock as you. Ooh, little giveaway
you saw it?
There.
Oh, God.
Little giveaway. Rangers had an opportunity. There hasn't been a lot of those tonight for either team.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing you can say about Tampa Bay. They've been talking about, at least, especially particularly in the first two games, turnovers that Tampa Bay was having.
Yeah.
Early in the first two games, Nikita Kucherov was guilty of that a lot, and Joey Gallo strikes out.
Wow, I can't get on him tonight, Andrew.
Yeah. I mean, he did hit two home runs.
he's part of the reason they got back in this game. Yeah. Hard to get on. He wasn't going to hit a homer every at bat tonight.
I mean, I just hope that he can hit over 200. Like, just get over that.
That's not possible.
Ugh. Optimism, Mike. Optimism.
Yeah, I don't have much for him. Or
yeah,
the
but
the,
as I was saying, turnovers. We saw it in the first couple of games, and then Tampa kind of got home. They got the home ice, and you know they turned it around, and they were able to do some things. And now you're kind of seeing the same thing that kind of happened before. Kucherov was a guy who was guilty of turnovers, and a couple other guys for Tampa Bay in certain situations. Now it's a much more even game. And the only thing is, like we talked about, I think how many each team has had at least one power play in this game so far?
I believe the Lightning had two in the second period, and the Rangers had one. The Rangers got their power play off of that. Shesterkin clearing the puck into the by the Lightning bench when they were changing and they got called for the too many men. That was what, and the Rangers got called for a couple of, you know, kind of cheap penalties in the second. So especially the one on Miller.
Oh gosh, that was terrible.
So there hasn't been any. I'm almost positive there hasn't been any in the third period. There's been no power plays in the third. And
well, I think at this point, this is the kind of game. It's like a game seven mentality for the refs. Like you really just want them to go out and play. And you really only call a penalty unless he's like literally murdering, like mauling the guy. So
yeah.
Oh, here
and
we
look,
go.
I'm not this, and you know this. I just feel like this game is bigger. It's bigger for the Rangers. I just, for sure. I just feel well, not only because they'd be down 3-2 going to Tampa, but of both of these teams, I just feel like the Lightning, because of their experience the last few years, they're more equipped to come back from down 3-2.
100%,
and they've already done it in this playoff as well. And the Rangers, Rangers have as well. They did do it against Carolina, so it's hard, you know. But a different scenario. They were going home for Game 6.
Yes,
when they were down 3-2 to Carolina. If you're down 3-2 going to Tampa, a little different scenario. But this is a major next goal is going to be so crucial in this series right now.
Yeah. Would you say it's like an overtime mentality, like right now?
Yes, with the way that there's been nowhere to go on the ice and no room to do anything, I feel very confident, Andrew, saying that the next goal wins this game.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say you can. You had a thought too, so I didn't mean to cut you off before.
I think that absolutely the next goal is going to win this hockey game. I don't think that there's. I find it so hard that. First of all, that's kind of cliche. I mean, look, there's 6 minutes left. Obviously, the next goal is going to be massive, but it's going to be tough, I think, to see both teams score here in the next 6 minutes. That's for sure.
Next one.
Wandy Peralta coming on for the Yankees now. Good old Wandy and his look. Wandy's been good this year for them.
He was a good pickup last year.
Use him a little bit more, but
yeah,
he has been good, and they have Higashioka in now catching. So the Yankees got to get 9 outs to pick up. What would be a monster comeback in Minnesota? And we know. Oh, look at this!
Oh, my gosh. Nobody wants to shoot, Mike.
Oh, well, I don't think it was that. But that was a great pass. He whiffed on it on the other side of the crease.
Grief.
I don't know who that was, Andrew, who whiffed.
I think it was
But
Cobb.
He had a wide open net. I mean, open net. And he whiffed on it.
This is why I have migraines.
Yeah.
This kind of
they keep showing cops, so it must have been him who whiffed on this puck.
Gosh.
Look at this play here, Andrew. Panarin, great pass. Now, it was Kopp.
He passed it off.
Kopp passed it. Oh, Strom
whiffed it.
Wide open net, just wide open.
Oh my gosh!
You know what? Do you want?
That's why I said nobody wants.
Who was that? There was that Bogosian making that play.
Yeah,
he didn't really get
back.
A piece
well,
of it. Did he?
He just put pressure on him.
Yeah.
His stick was there. The body was there.
Strom will tell you.
He's got to put that away.
He's got to bury that.
Yeah.
He's got to bury that. He had it looked, that it, wide open cage.
It just looked like he was fidgeting. I think he was trying to anticipate that the puck was going to be like out more ahead of him.
Man.
Oh, gosh.
Over now. Not only is the over 3.5 with 5 minutes to go plus 450, but
it keeps going up
because it's plus 450 now. Tampa minus 1.5 is 10-1. Now that would of course mean they need to score and get the empty net.
Oh.
Ooh, nice little move by Vetrano behind the net. So look, here's something that you can hang your hat on, Andrew. In the last 4 to 5 minutes, the Rangers are the team that's had, I counted three, really good opportunities. This one, the one that we just had with Kopp and Strome, and then the one on the giveaway where they had that little mini 3-on-1, and maybe they could have got a better shot. But they've had three opportunities here in the last couple minutes where Tampa, I don't think I've seen Shesterkin on the screen.
No,
in the last 6-7 minutes of this game. So
what? Yeah. One of the things that they were talking about too was they showed a graphic that talked about how the Rangers, like the faceoffs in this game, and how the Rangers have only won 33%. The last couple icings that the Rangers, like that the Lightning had, the Rangers actually won the draw, got it back, and that has led to a couple of scoring opportunities too.
Yes, it certainly has. They go to the break. I think under 4 minutes to go now here.
Yeah, it's something
like just
that.
Over four. They're just around the 4 minute mark as they go to a TV timeout, tied at one at the Garden between the Rangers and the Lightning. One out, bottom seven. Yankees up 9-7 on the Twins. They did go final in Cleveland. Guardians beat the A's. Still scoreless in the third. Red Sox and Angels. Royals have opened up a 7-4 lead on the Orioles. That game is in the seventh inning. After it was tied at four for a while. Also earlier tonight, let me get my stuff out here. The Braves won again. So the Braves have won 8 games in a row. The Phillies have won 7 games.
Seven in a row. Yeah, they won again today.
So
is that a sweep of the Brewers?
Yes.
Oh boy.
They have actually won. 1 second here. Let me get this right, Andrew. With the Phillies. Phillies should have fired
Girardi last year.
Yeah, should have fired Girardi last year. That's right. Because they had actually won a game before they fired Girardi. So they have won 6 in a row since firing him and 7 in a row overall. And they are now still 9 back of the Mets. But they're 1 game under 500 and 2 out of that third wild card. The Braves, meanwhile, have won 8 in a row to get to 4 games over. And they're 6.5 behind the Mets. So they've gained a couple games on the Mets here the last few days because the Mets lost those 2 games in San Diego the last few nights. But the Braves are now in a playoff position in a wild card in the East. And that's really all where you want to be. They're actually tied right now with San Francisco for the last wild card spot in the National League. Braves are taking off right now kind of around the same time that they did last year. And they can't be too worried. They don't have to worry about how many games back they are the Mets, Andrew. As long as they make the playoffs and you're in and the playoffs are a lot different this year. There's 3 wild cards in each league. They play 3-game series in the wild card instead of one. As long as you're in the dance this year, you got a shot to move on. So the Braves starting to get cooking at 31-27. All right, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Just over 4 minutes, 4:15 left to go in the third. Rangers with another opportunity on the offensive end. We'll come back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're gonna like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sans Lisi. 844-843-6879. 1:13 to go. Tampa scored while we were away. A little point shot. Like we said it wasn't going to be much that scores this, that ties this game up, or shall I say, gives somebody the lead for the winner. But and that's the empty netter. And good night to Lights as Hagel gets the empty net. 3-1 Lightning. We said it wouldn't be much, Andrew, and it was. And Sergachev, again, from the point, they're probably going to end up giving that goal to Palat because it looked like it went off his leg, like, very slightly. But little shot from the point, some body traffic in front of the net, and it finds its way past Shesterkin. And the Rangers are going to head to Tampa down 3-2.
Great. Just great.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's just one of those things, and it kind of was like an overtime thing because we were talking before about how the Rangers had a few good scoring chances earlier, and you know now thinking about it, it's like well, you know if they had scored, it would have been a different story. But
yeah,
but it's kind of like the overtime mentality. Like usually, sometimes in overtime, it's like the thing. The team that looks like it's dominating has a really good chance of scoring. The one opportunity that the other team has to go down and score, you know, they take it and they score. So, you know, that's what happened.
I know. We went to that last break basically saying the Rangers had all the great opportunities for about five minutes, and then all it took was that. And really, about 40 seconds before the goal, Kucherov almost had a dandy, Andrew, as I was saying.
Yeah, he really did.
He went through somebody, put the puck through somebody's stick, had an opportunity. By the way, how about that over 3.5 at plus 450? Jeez.
Wow.
Should have got involved. It was coming. This happens to me every night, Andrew. How many nights do I sit here and go, I should have got involved? Ugh. Scared money is no money. That's the way that it goes.
Yeah.
So 3-1 here, 21.7 to go. And now we will look to, what, Saturday night, right? Saturday night, game six?
Yeah.
Down in Tampa. Wow. That's unbelievable.
It's not the word that I would use, but it's fine. No problem.
No problem. You're feeling, obviously, a lot of work to do here.
Yeah, a lot of work to do.
A lot of work to do, but you know what the old mantra, Andrew, and you'll hear Gallant and all the guys say it after the game. Well, we're going to take it one game at a time. We can't win both games at once.
We've been saying that since the first round. That's what it is.
Well, you did that against the Penguins. Down 3-1, came back and won it.
Yeah.
Hurricanes down 3-2, came back and won it. And now down 3-2 against Lightning. And now we have a full-on brawl. Here we go, Andrew. This is what's going to get... Where was this all game? Now we got the juices going. Everybody, grab a man. Let's go.
Well, at this point, this is the Rangers setting the stage. This is one thing we can do right now to kind of get back into it.
Wow, Lafreniere and Stamkos throwing hands at each other. Look at Stamkos giving the kid the business.
Lafreniere, he didn't even get his glove off.
Stamkos giving the kid the business down here. Wow. Yeah, I see.
Why is Stamkos on the ice at the end of the game anyway?
Good question, but he's giving the business.
And
to the
Kucherov.
Kid. Yeah. Ooh, who's got that cut up there on their face? Who's that, Andrew?
Lindgren.
Lindgren had got cut like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
You saw it on the side of his head? Or it's like on his temple?
Yep. Well, there you go. We will get ready for a game six on Saturday night in Tampa at the Amalie. Wow, the Lightning cover the puck line as well with that empty netter. 3-1. Under hits again. So what's the under? 4 out of 5 games? Am I right on that? Out of five games to the under.
I mean, we kind of knew that with the goaltending, though.
Yeah, we said it before the series. Should have played the under every game.
But yeah.
We never listen to the things that we say on the show. We say a lot of things, and then we never follow through with them.
We say a lot of things to make ourselves sound smart, but then we don't take our own advice,
and then we look dumb. Advice. Yep, 4 out of 5 games to the under.
The only one that was over was the first one.
First game, 6-2 Ranger win. 6-2 Ranger win first game. Yeah. Lightning win, 3-1. Is the way they go. Ugh. Not gonna lie, I played the Rangers tonight, Andrew. I went back.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I did.
Sorry.
So but I did because also I have that Lightning That Lightning minus a game and a half still in my pocket. So I figured, which I thought was dead anyway. And so I still have that alive now that I can win on Saturday night. So at least I got that going. I got that going for me. I know you don't want me to win that ticket, and that's understandable.
Yeah.
No, you don't. And that's okay. I respect that.
I gotta be honest.
9-7, Yankees lead the Twins in the eighth. 7-4, Royals lead the Orioles in the seventh. Scoreless in the fourth between the Red Sox and the Angels here. And they had that boost tonight also, Andrew, that we were in on, which was it was only in New York on FanDuel. Yankees and the Rangers to both win at plus 300.
Ugh.
And at the beginning, and the Yankees got down 7-2 or 7-3, whatever it was, in the first two innings. And I said, well, this is it. Rangers are going to win tonight, and the Yankees are going to be the ones that ruin this with Cole on the mound. The Yankees come all the way back. They're going to win the game, and the Rangers end up losing. That's the way it always goes.
Yeah.
Pulled in with these with the boosts. MLB specials live here. Buxton to hit a third homer against the Yankees, 13-1. Want to go in with Buxton to hit a third homer against the Yankees at 13-1? That'll put a cherry on top of the night for you,
who's
right?
Who's pitching for the Yankees right now?
Well, the Yankees are hitting in the top of the eighth.
Mm-hmm. We don't even know.
Buxton must be up in the bottom half. Let's take a look. See if we can...
Well, I thought I saw Michael King warming up in the bullpen.
Very possible.
Good chance it could be him.
3-4... How could this be? He's probably not getting up again. Where's the... who made the last out here? Sanchez made the last out for the Twins. Let's try to figure out where we are.
Buxton's probably going to...
Buxton would get up. He'd get up in the ninth. So he is going to get one more at bat. He'll get one more at bat.
At least
either
one.
Either way. Because there's six outs. He'll definitely get at least one more at bat.
Mm-hmm.
So 13-1 if you think Buxton will hit a third homer. A little live MLB special that they're giving you there on FanDuel tonight.
Yeah.
If you'd like to get involved. So they've put the number up for game six on Saturday night, and it's pretty much, look, this has been the same all series long, depending on where the game is. The games in Tampa were the same thing. Lightning minus 172, and the Rangers plus 142 there. But the odds to win the cup now, Rangers go to 16-1 after the loss tonight and on the brink of elimination. 16-1, Andrew. Now, I always say this, and this isn't just for you, any Ranger, if you think the Rangers can win the next two games, do not play them just to win those games. Just play them the 16-1
right,
to win the cup right now. That's the way to play it, because then if they did somehow find a way through, you've got a 16-1 ticket against the Avalanche, which you can then try to maneuver some things to hedge and make yourself some money. So that's how you play that. If you think the Rangers aren't winning the next two games, take them to win the cup at 16-1. Some future betting 101 there, Andrew. We're
there you
on
go.
Our way. So.
I appreciate it. I'm taking notes.
In fact, that might be the way that I maybe hedge that 1.5 now at this point.
Right.
Maybe just take the Rangers at 16-1, because not only do I have the 1.5, I also have the Lightning series in a separate bet as well. It's just straight up series.
Yeah. Just try it, see what
with
happens.
Colorado.
So. Yeah.
Got some options here. Do have some options. The Yankees are scoring more runs, Andrew. They just keep running around the bases.
Yes.
10-7 now.
Wild pitch.
Was it a wild pitch?
Yeah,
Gary
Sanchez
a pass
is
ball
it.
On Sanchez. What are we calling that?
I'll call it a pass ball.
You call it a
Sanchez,
pass ball?
Sanchez isn't our problem anymore.
So we got to put it on him then. Gary's got to stop that. We've seen how many times have we seen that play from Gary? That's on Gary. That one.
It's almost like the word that I would use in a lot of situations with Gary Sanchez is, and I really don't like to use it when it comes to professional athletes because they're clearly not like that all the time. Hold on, I wanted to see. Okay. I thought Hicks hit another home run, but it's fine. The whole thing with like Gary Sanchez is like his approach to the plate, his at-bats, his work behind the plate and stuff like that. It almost looked like his mindset was like, things are just going to happen. Like, I don't have to work hard. I don't have to, like, hustle or anything right. like that. It's just like he just assumed that everything was just going to fall into place. I hate using the word lazy to describe professional athletes unless it's, like, really super obvious. But
you feel that Gary had that. You feel
yeah, it's just like the vibe that you got. Like, his first couple years with the Yankees were great. And, you know, his defense was eh. But he made it up for it with his bat. He hit 20 home runs in, like, 60 games his first year. And then his second year, he hit 30 home runs and, like, had close to 100 RBIs. And then after that, it just was all downhill. It just wasn't the same guy.
Finished.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Nope.
Well, I liked Gary for a little while. And then, like you, I thought he was lazy, too. So for a little time there. I think he tried the last year or so, but it was just too little too late for him at that point.
Yeah.
Was another Ryan Callahan in the studio here. Man, ESPN tries real hard to act like they're the source of hockey now. They really do.
They're not.
They got a lot of work to do.
They do.
I know it was their first year
back.
And
you know what it starts with?
Yeah.
You know what it starts with, Mike? Hiring Gary Thornback.
That would probably be a helpful thing for them. Their entire coverage is, especially during this Eastern Conference Final, has left a lot to be desired for me. A lot to be desired.
You can make it up by hiring Gary Thorne. That was the first thing I said when they had the promo on YouTube and Instagram and all the social media stuff, and they had like the classic ESPN NHL on ESPN theme song and Gary Thorne's voice in the background going over highlights and stuff, and I was like, yes, Gary Thorne's coming back. You know, he's up there with like Doc Emmerich as the best play-by-play in my opinion, and they announced that he wasn't coming back, and I was like, well, what a waste of however much money ESPN spent on NHL games.
Right.
It's like the dumbest thing.
Yeah, why do all that if you weren't going to actually go the whole way and bring everybody back?
It right.
doesn't make a lot of sense.
I don't even know where Gary Thorne is or like, what he's doing right now. Like, he used to call Orioles games. I don't think he's even doing that anymore.
Nah, he lost that. He lost that gig, too. So should have brought Gary back. Carver and Lisi, sans Lisi tonight. You get Carver and Andrew Torres here. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Lightning up 3-2 after a win at the Garden. They'll try to punch a ticket to the final against the Avalanche on Saturday night in Tampa. We're back on the grid after them.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says it.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, sans Lisi tonight. 844-843-6879 is the number. Lightning beat the Rangers 3-1. They will try to finish them off Saturday night down in Tampa. Lightning all-time 8-2 record when leading 3-2 in a best-of-seven series. And obviously that is even better over the last 2 years when they've won the Cup. They've been in this spot many times before. Yankees lead the Twins 10-7, bottom eight. Royals lead the Orioles 7-4. Still no runs in this Red Sox-Angel game. I mean, what is happening out there in Anaheim this week? What's Ohtani doing? Does at least get a couple strikeouts here? Get a couple strikeouts from Ohtani? What do we got here? Let's see how Ohtani's pitching. He's obviously pitching pretty decent. He's got a donut up there. Ohtani, 4 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 3 Ks. Could be a little better. Pavetta, on the other hand, 8 Ks through 4 innings. So Pavetta was the guy for the K prop tonight in that game. And yes, if you're wondering, I'm worried about Ohtani's K prop because we played it. So yes, That's why we're worried about that. In-game total of 4 now between the Angels and the Red Sox. Minus 134 for the Angels, plus 106 for Boston now at this point. If you think the Twins got a little thunder in the bat in the ninth, they're plus 3,600 against the Yanks. We'll come back. Hour number 2. Lot to do. Lot to talk about. We'll set ourselves up for tomorrow as well. Game 4 NBA Finals. Carver and Lisi, sans Lisi. Carver hanging with Andrew Torres. We'll come back. Hour number 2, Carver and Lisi on the grid right after this.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.